This is episode number 20. Welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast. I am your host, Diego Never Lose Cruz, and each week I offer you a new perspective or a message to help you navigate life's challenges as a young adult and help you realize your inner goat. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to this week's edition of the Sprouting Minds podcast. We have a magnificent episode coming right up for you guys. This week, I sit down with Marcus Echter, otherwise known as Marky B, to talk about his brand Sucka Free. I hope you guys get inspired as much as I was, because talking with this man, I could sense how hungry and humble of a dude he was. If you find value in this conversation, make sure to share the episode with someone with who you think needs to hear. A quick reminder to subscribe to the Sprouting Minds podcast if this is your first time hearing it. Rate it, review it if you're a fan or if you haven't done so yet. And without further ado, let's get right to the talk. Welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast, Marcus.
What's up, brother? How's it going?
Good. I'm glad to get you on the podcast because I know we had a little back and forth, but I know you're a busy man, so I'm glad you were able to fit in time for this podcast. Introduce yourself and your brand to the people who are hearing about you for the first time.
All right, my name is Marcus Echter. A lot of people know me as Marky B. Marky B been my name since the fifth grade, and Sucka Free is my brand. And I created this brand off of just not being influenced in the environment that I grew up in, you know. Mm-hmm. Just trying to stay sucker free, stay sucker ducking, stay away from bad people that's trying to that's not bringing no positivity in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's about being authentic and being okay with being you, being comfortable with being you. That's what Sucka Free is about.
Wow, that's powerful, my man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, explain. I mean, the name says it all. Explain the journey from starting to become an entrepreneur. How'd that all start? Why even be an entrepreneur?
It all started when I was in high school. It's a thought. I didn't think of the name Sucka Free, but I knew what path I was going to take. Mm-hmm. I was actually in a music group. It's a local music group called Beach Boys, and my brother, he created it. Mm-hmm. And there was Beach Boy Mula, and there's me, Beach Boy Marky B, and we had Boother Bankton, we had Smurf P, we had my nigga Coach, and you know, we had some members. We had Maul Doobie. Mm-hmm. And shit. I just watched how we built that brand, and we created our logo and everything at the time, and we talked about the things that we wanted to do but never did it. So when I branched off and started doing my own shit, I just took everything that we ever talked about and just started putting it to life. You feel me?
Yeah. And you touched on the logo a little bit. Talk about the logo, because I didn't even realize like the inspiration of the logo. I didn't realize the free is like people, you know.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So the logo, Sucka Free, I wanted it to be like Sucka Free, and you hear the word a lot. You hear a lot of people say, I'm Sucka Free. Mm-hmm. And usually it'd be like, when people hear that word, they think of like maybe some gangsta ass person saying that shit. But you know what? I heard everybody from whites, blacks, Asians, Mexicans, Samoans, everybody tell me that they were Sucka Free. Then mm-hmm. I wanted something to fit my culture also, because we don't have a lot of stuff for black people. Mm-hmm. So I said, what is something that my people can relate to and feel like it's more of them, and at the same time feel fresh as fuck, you feel me? So I'm like, so I came up with the African style font for the sucker. Mm-hmm. Then for the free, I wanted it to be very different. And I don't know how this popped up in my mind, but I just came up with spiritual dancers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people just dancing, feeling like they free. Because dancing is, you feel me, it's a feeling that you get and you feel very free when you do it. You feel like very alive and in control at the time of everything.
Yeah. I like that. I really like the story behind the font and then the free. And I like how you portrayed it as like dancing and you're free. I think that's really deep right there.
Yeah.
At what point?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. And I know when people see that, they'll be like, damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
At what point did you realize you had to create your own path instead of following the crowd?
I realized that growing up, because I was heavily influenced into gang banging. I grew up in Skyline, California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up there, you know, you be a part of the community a lot, let's just say that. It's not necessarily about gang banging, it's about being a part of the community. But I just seen a lot of a negativity that was in it at the same time that was that came along with it. So I knew I had to step up and separate myself, and it was hard. It wasn't easy, you know, like separating myself from a lot of homies and shit that I fuck with, but not fucking with them because I want to see myself progress in life. You feel me?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's what I had to do. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is I separated myself to become who I was, and I started to come back around because I believe that you got to be connected with all things.
So
you know, the positivity to the negative. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to have a balance in life.
Mm.
You don't want too much positivity. You don't want too much negative. Everything just got to be balanced. You know what I mean? So I just never judge a book by its cover, but I try to keep people around me who's like-minded for sure.
Yeah. So you realize you have to separate yourself from the crowd. How do you take an idea and bring it to real life? Because a lot of people have a lot of good ideas, but they don't bring it to real life. You actually had a good idea, brought it to real life, and you have products and you have everything. I saw the painting, the mural as well. I think that's really dope.
Yeah.
How do you bring that idea to real life?
It's just about being different and doing something that nobody hasn't done before. You know, I haven't seen the artist do that in LA or San Francisco, or I haven't seen the artist do that in Dago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to manifest my biggest thoughts. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And if you want to bring shit to life, you know, you just start taking small steps towards things and be consistent as possible. You know, try not to fall off. The path is not easy. You know, shit, you're going to have obstacles thrown in your way. You know, a lot of bumps in the road and shit, but you got to just work towards overcoming things.
Because
mm-hmm. once you know how to do that, you know.
Yeah.
You take that knowledge and you use that and you grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think, you know, your work is a testament to that, to, you know, to pushing through all the obstacles and keeping an eye on the prize and bringing stuff to real life. And so I think you're a testament to that. Explain.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries, my man. Explain to the listeners what the brand means to you, because I know it's not just a clothing line.
Yeah. Well, the brand is it's a clothing brand, and it's also a record label under the LLC. But the brand means it just means like just being free. It's for the people like who's just authentic in themselves. It's for the people who are, what's the word for it, when you're just more to your
when you're real
to yourself and shit. Yeah, when you're just real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what it is to me. The brand is more of a movement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really to uplift Black people with just being like happy with being Black and being happy with supporting. I wanted people to feel like I'm supporting something that looks tight as fuck and that has a dope ass meaning behind it too.
Mm.
And then when I want people to wear Sucker Free, I want them to stand for that meaning that I push with Sucker Free. You know what I mean? Mm. I want to have people have a change of heart and people start coming together, you know what I mean? Staying away from the sucker shit, exposing the fake shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what the brand is to me.
Wow.
It's a movement.
Yeah, it's a movement. It's more than just two words, huh? How do you feel you differentiate yourself to other people?
I just I feel like I'm different from other people because I tap in more to knowledge that people don't tap into. Mm. I research more about like the true name of the higher power, you know, and I just tap into things like that. That's what makes me different from others. But I don't do nothing that nobody can't do. You know, I just choose to do things that people won't do.
Wow. Or
people would take a while to choose.
That's
to
a quote right there. I'm gonna have to quote you on that one right there.
You know, anybody's capable of doing anything that I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know, choices, it's everything. You got to prioritize everything with spending money and everything, man. You know what I mean? Like, people be like, I ain't got the money for this, but you got the money. It's just you're spending that money on other shit instead of using the money to get what you need. You know what I mean? To progress in life. That's what everything is all about.
Mm, nice. And you've touched on your music a little bit. You're an artist yourself, and you got the record label. How long have you been into music? When did you get started?
I've been doing music since I first recorded when I was in the fifth grade. I think I was 10 years old. I sung on the track. I was up in Dago in the Canto.
Yeah.
It was in the studio. Everybody was rapping, and my brother, he was writing people's verses and shit. And I hopped on the mic. I told him he didn't have to write mine. And I didn't say much, probably about like two bars, but I sung on the track and I surprised everybody because I could sing and, you know, I wasn't rapping.
Yeah.
So that inspired me to start writing more because people seen the gift that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So from all the way fifth grade till now, 24 years old, I've been doing music, recording music in Pro Tools. As a professional home equipment, basically.
Yeah. And when did you realize music was more than just a hobby? Was it at fifth grade since you first stepped in the booth, or was it, you know, maybe a few months after that? Or
I realized music was more than a hobby in seventh grade when the A&R came and he had a deal for me and my dad for $300,000, and
wow.
We was gonna sign for the deal, but we never did. Because we wasn't going for the money in the contract, you know, it would have fucked me if I would have signed for the deal. So
yeah, I know how music contracts are. They try to own all your music, all your creativeness, and so
definitely, especially when you're young and they feel like they could take advantage of you.
Yeah.
So my dad, he wanted me to get older and see. He wanted me to get older and see if I still want to pursue the same career. And wanted me to take them steps by myself so I could be the owner of all my music, of all my masters, and
nice.
That's what it's all about, of my royalties and all that.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your dad was is a big influence for you?
Definitely a big influence. I feel like my brothers was my biggest influence though, with music, because we all created music together.
Nice.
And then it'd be times where I wasn't rapping, I was singing, and I heard how my bro was rapping. I said, damn, he is gassing. I need to start learning how to rap. So I start writing more on my raps, and you know, we push each other, and they say the same thing. Damn, he sing good. I need to start harmonizing more with my hooks. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, we push each other. That's how it goes.
Nice.
It's the energy.
Nice. So talk about the creative process for creating a song, because I have a musician friend, and he wanted to know what like the creative process is for other people. Do you write lyrics and then hear a beat and like find a beat to throw onto those lyrics, or is it the other way around? You're listening to a beat and then you come up with lyrics on the fly. Explain all that.
In the beginning, before I started using YouTube and stuff for beats, when I first started writing music, I used to write just without music and create sounds in my head.
Wow.
And I was a singer, so I would write like songs with melody, but after a while, when I started getting into music and meeting other producers, they started giving me beats. I started creating songs to them. So in the beginning, I started doing hooks. Then off of the hooks, I feed off of the hooks, and then I write the verse, and I know what the song is about. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I got so good at writing, I just write when I hear the beat. I just come off with the first bar, and now I just write the verse and the hook later, because I'm just trying to get a feel for the song. And every bar gets better and better, and I don't know what the song is about until the verse is over.
Yeah. Wow. So it's like you're just in flow, right? And then just like you look back and you're like, damn, I did that, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
As a
you described that pretty good.
As a creator, I mean, we're both creators. We, you know, with music and a clothing line and like create a podcast and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's stretch of time where I really don't like any of my work. And it's not to just to belittle myself, but you know, there's times where I'm not just feeling anything that I put. Other times like you, where you're, you know, having troubles coming up with music or coming up with ideas, and how do you cope with those times like that?
When I have trouble with coming up with music and coming up with ideas, I just live life. Living life and the experience of life helps me come up with the music that I create. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The stuff that I go through helps me create the music that I make. So I just keep going through life, and then out of nowhere, I just get in this mood where I just start manifesting shit. Mm-hmm. Putting shit on a piece of paper, shit that be on my mind.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But through them hard times when I can't write and stuff like that, I don't write.
Mm.
I just go through life and I get inspired by the stuff that I see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. To write again.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Because you know, take a mental break off of things, and then you're still working. You're still subconsciously writing. You're just letting life.
Yeah. You know, you're an artist, but at the same time, you're human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just got to go through shit, and you got to feel them emotions again that you felt when you was writing that music and get back into them emotions. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the ideas will start flowing.
Yeah. Patience is the key. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a break. You take a break. You get with God. So nini na nini, you know, and you get your chakras aligned, and you tap into something. You know what I mean? You take a break. You take a break from the people you around, and shit, bro. You just get back to yourself, your original self.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Start being the person that you're meant to be.
I like that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I think any skills from being either an artist, owning a record label, or owning a business line, clothing line, excuse me. Do you think that any skills from those three ventures applied to other aspects of your life?
Definitely. Yep, definitely. Business is life, period. Everything that you do is business. That's what I believe.
I like,
you know what I mean?
I was told we're always selling ourselves, whether we know it or not. You know what I mean? We're trying to sell.
Yeah, you definitely is selling yourself.
Yeah.
This is your life. You come first. You know what I mean? You only got one life, and you got to leave something behind. You know what I mean? So that's exactly what that is. And every day, just how you said that, every day I'm out here selling myself as an individual, as just a person, as an artist, and as a business owner, selling my product.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it, you know? Your first impression is the best impression. So when you make that first impression to people, make sure, you know, it's going to be the shit. You're the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that. Mark, if you describe what drives you, like, what's your why, my man? Because you're on record label.
Damn, that's a good-ass question.
Yeah. Why are you still doing this? Because it's so easy to just remain complacent. You know what I mean?
You
remain in your environment. And there's people.
You know what?
Yeah, that challenge. Yeah, go ahead.
That's a question that I ask myself all the time, bro.
Mm.
I'm not even going to lie. I ask myself why I'm still doing this. I could be living a regular life. I don't have to worry about, you know, all this shit. This shit is too complex. I could just be going to work, paying my bills.
Yeah.
But I do it. It's because it's what I love to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? First of all, it's what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And second, I want to be a testimony. You know, I want to show people where I'm from. That you can do anything that you want to do. You just got to be disciplined.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got to have discipline, and you got to prioritize, and you got to work hard. You got to have work ethics. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But it's all about the love first. So it's for the love of the craft, and just the love of being a business owner, being financially free, you know, making my own money, not looking for a check or anything like that. I go outside, I can make a check every day if I want to. It's about how hard I hustle. You know, I can make that same paycheck people wait for 2 weeks for every day if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just about staying consistent. Also me staying consistent, I believe it's just me keeping faith in God. So Nini Na Nini, me keeping faith in the Most High. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I pray for it, and I believe that he's going to answer my prayers. And by me believing that he's going to answer my prayers is by me keep doing what I was doing and what I pray for, you know, me practicing what I preach.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I resonate with you saying that you want to be a testimony to where you came from, and believe that just because I came from here doesn't mean I can't do certain things.
Yeah, so. Hell yeah. You can do anything, you know, no matter where you came from. You still got the same opportunities as everybody else, I believe.
Yep.
You still do. You just certain people just got to work harder. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about the best advice you've ever been given.
The best advice I ever been given. It's so many things, honestly, from so many people, from really my elders and my family,
mm-hmm.
from my granny, because she's the wisest woman I ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
She really pushed me in the spiritual path, and she really made me search for answers that I wouldn't even ask myself if she wasn't around to tell me those to ask me those questions. Sorry. To tell me anything about it, to put me up on game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, he gave me some great advice with just being a man every day, with just living life and, you know, being the person who you are, you know, taking care of your responsibilities
mm-hmm.
and your family. And then again, we got my mom. She gave me good advice with women, being patient, you know, treating them right, long suffering and stuff like that. You know, so from everybody I got great advice. I can't say I can't quote one thing and be like, that's the best advice I ever got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because every little thing made me into me.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Then let me switch the question around then. What's the best advice you can give to someone coming from, you know, the same
good question.
Yeah, the same background from you.
Yeah. The best advice I could give to someone is
sucker free.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
And when I say love yourself, I mean like teach yourself.
Mm.
You know, feed your body the right shit. You know, like treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Stuff like that. That's the best advice I could give to somebody, because life is long and
yeah.
Some shit it tear you up, whether it's a close death, or it's somebody it's a girl that left you, or a man that left you. At the end of the day, you just gotta love yourself enough to get through that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. That's powerful. So what, talk about the legacy you want to leave behind to either your friends, your family, the people around you, your community.
I want to leave a legacy, something like Nipsey, but I don't want to go out like Nipsey though.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? But I want to, you see how like his family and everybody that was with him and all of them, they're going to be eating forever.
Yeah.
Just off of what he did. He sacrificed his time to do what he had to do to set his family up in that position to mm-hmm. be good forever.
Yeah.
And that's the type of legacy I'm trying to leave behind with people, teaching them wisdom too. You know, he spoke a lot about business and how to be a businessman, an entrepreneur. And I want to speak on those things too. And I want to get people more tapped in and tuned in to God. And just like him too, I want to get people more tapped in and tuned in to the nutrients you need to be feeding your body and the minerals you need to be giving your body. You know what I mean? About that sea moss, how it got 94 minerals and your body got 104, you know? And so you take that every day, you're only missing 10.
Yeah.
And you find out what those 10 minerals is, and you take those, you know, to get those. And then you sit there and you take the chlorilla with the sea moss, you know what I mean, and this and that. I want to educate people on that type of stuff, because I feel like people should know it. You know what I mean? I watched my granny, she cured like 3 people, 4 people from cancer off of that shit.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's a lot of things that people don't know, that they should know, that will help us survive and help us love each other more and take care of each other.
Yeah, sea moss.
Huh? We was lied to.
Yeah. CMOS, you said?
Yeah, CMOS, Perilla.
You get that.
It's another real good thing to take, and Sapphire.
Wow.
They all really bomb.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check that out.
CMOS, my granny, she orders it from I believe Africa or something like that. She orders red CMOS.
So it's online.
She orders a different kind of CMOS. Yeah, you can order it off the line.
Okay.
You know, just hit me up and I tell you how to make it. It's not really hard. Mm. It's real simple.
Yeah.
And you just put like a teaspoon of that in a cup of water, 8 ounce cup of water or whatever, stir it up, drink it. You know, you could take that once, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
For 90 days straight, and I'm telling you, you're gonna feel like a whole new person.
I'm gonna look into that for sure. Thanks for dropping that knowledge. You know, before I ask you the last question, where can the people follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram at suckerfree_MarkyB, or you can follow me on Instagram at suckerfreevibes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can follow me on Snapchat, MarkyB. Shit, man. Or you can just see me in the streets and holla at me.
Yeah. I'll put all the links of your media in the show notes so people can easily follow you and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, last question. What is your definition of success?
Definition of success is true happiness. That's what everybody is pursuing at the end of the day, is happiness.
Wow.
Everybody want to be happy, comfortable with their life and themselves, their lifestyle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's being successful, is when you happy. You know, you ain't stressing about the bills, or you ain't stressing about your relationship, or mm-hmm. you ain't stressing about, you know, your family issues or any of that, because you happy within.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to acknowledge you for, you know, hopping on this interview with, because people don't know about us. I just met you. This is my first time meeting you. So I want to.
And you by the sucker free.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. That's 100. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't move like that.
Yeah, of course, my man. Of course. I'm always going to support local companies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's love, bro. That's one.
Yeah. So I want to acknowledge you for, you know, really creating your own path. Following the crowd, and I'm sure a lot of people that you might not think about it, but a lot of people look up to you, and so I feel like you're really setting an example with your life of what's possible. And so I just want to acknowledge you, my man.
I appreciate that.
No worries, man. Again, the people can follow you. They'll be able to find the links in the show notes. Thank you. Thank you, Marcus, for hopping on the show, my man.
I appreciate you, man. I hope we could do this again sometime.
Family, thank you so much for tuning in today to this week's episode of the podcast. Make sure to share it with someone who you think will find value in it. Check out Marky B on Instagram at suckerfree_MarkyB and at suckerfreevibes. I promise the quality of one of his sweats are impeccable. It is a sight to see, guys. Links are in the show notes. What was the most valuable thing you heard today? Drop it in the review section below. Let us know what you thought about the episode on Instagram at Sprouting Minds Podcast. You know what time it is, folks. Boss up. Show the world the goat in you. Until next time, Kai Sen.